So,
great way to break your profile.
Whatever. It's not my main profile anyway. I moved that out when we started. So, one thing that is not in the PB documentation, that is kind of bad, and it took me way too long to figure out that it was not even my fault. The sound library supports volume, frequency, and pan. And the documentation says Linux doesn't support frequency or pan, it just supports volume. That's fine, but it turns out that the Mac doesn't support it either.
Yeah, so you want to use something else, like
yeah, like bass.
Or whatever.
Now there's actually a good bass wrapper, so if I wanted to develop Mac games in PB, I could.
But to be honest, hate me as much as you want, but I'm beginning to like C sharp.
Well, hey, if
I'm gonna be the next Thomas Ward.
Well, you can actually kind of be cross-platform with it. There is a Visual Studio for like other even Android.
Notification for Grand NG PG13. Says, speaking of updates, I wonder what happened to Dragon's State Village presented to make games for the Mac, but they only made two games with a dot Grand NG window.
That's a good one.
Notification from Miranda NG PG13 number PG13. Connor says, so here's a question for you people. Why do you keep saying that PG's audio library is bad, but PB's is actually no better from what you said. Miranda NG window.
Okay, so I think...
Okay.
You want to do this or you want me to? We'll see.
Yeah, I can basically... What I wanted to say... By saying that BGT's sound system is crap, we are by no way implying that PB's is better. However,
it's kind of
PB. You can,
you know, PB.
You know, you can use extra libraries.
Okay, so PB,
which I guess you can sort of in BGT, but BGT's function calls are kind of a bit slow. So that will weigh down performance a lot.
Well, my take on this is this. PB is a pure basic, is general purpose language. It can be used to make games. It has a lot of libraries, games, graphics, but also things like UI. And so it can be used for not just games, but things like... Hell, if you want to make a screen reader in PB, you could. You know?
Yep, you could.
There is lots of interesting programs made in PB. So, I'm willing to excuse that a sound library is basic. It does the most important things you need a sound library to do. And some of that you wouldn't even need, like floating modules. Now,
you know, something else.
Yeah, one sec.
Oh.
One more thing. BGT. The reason I'm disappointed so much by BGT's sound library is I'm just disappointed in the fact and in it. Mainly for one reason.
It's an audio game engine.
It specifically talks about being
made. It's supposed to be focused on audio, and it lacks so bad. It only has frequency and pan.
Because he's using just direct sound.
No, like,
he's just using direct sound for custom
audio
decoder.
But DirectX could have...
And that's it.
DirectX could have... it has reverb, it has echo, it has EQs.
So if Philips spent so much money on renting programmers to set all this stuff up, which by the way he did, if you don't believe me, there are sources
that
talk about it.
Well, you know, but even that doesn't matter. Like, you know, if he...
What I'm saying is...
he rents coders.
Yeah, what I'm saying is he should have invested money in, I don't know, getting a license for bass or FMod or something for people so that they could use more effective.
Which, you know, BGT was, you know, shareware.
Yeah. Programming languages for games like Unity, you know, they have a lot of libraries that are specifically made to help out people to make better graphics and even better audio. So BGT should do that too. It should make this kind of thing easier. And BGT's DLL support is incredibly basic. It's missing a lot of important things. It doesn't do structures, right? It doesn't do something very important, which is why you can use the modern libaudioverse with it. You can use the old Camelon audio, which is not supported and unstable. But the replacement libaudioverse you cannot use in BGT. The other problem with its library support is that it's not Unicode. It's not UTF-8. That basically puts it in the category of programs in the 90s that don't know shit. This means that... for example, people like Yukio, the reason they don't use BGT is not because it's a bad language, it's because they can't get it to talk with their screen readers. Because if they send it, it just comes out as gibberish, and there is no way to fix it. Philip could, but he
Which
isn't.
Which probably wouldn't even be that much of an issue to fix, if you just knew. or if the guy was still working on it. I think BTT could have gone so many places if he hadn't slacked someplace along the line. And, you know, even if you have, if you rent coders to help you code, that's perfectly understandable. But then don't stop.
I think he had a roadmap which just wasn't good enough. Also, that's kind of a personal, more of a personal thing, but I'm not a fan of Angel Script. It's too much like C, which you might disagree with me on that. I don't if it's a good or bad thing.
Well, I guess I like it.
I guess it's good because it makes you, like, you know, learn modern programming, because a lot of languages do this kind of syntax.
But
I prefer Lua, though.
Yeah.
I like Lua.
Lua is awesome. And, you know, Dragon Flame would be nice, but I honestly don't think we could really get it to be that, how do you say, you know, that speedy, that optimized.
It would need a rewrite, for sure. Clock program, NVDA's clock add-on.
That's an NVDA add-on, is it?
NVDA clock add-on, which is available on the official, in the official add-on repository. It's good. It adds its own settings.
So, what I want to say to that is actually, if you know Python and if you can code in Python, there's a lot of stuff that you can use to make good audio games. And, you know, I think libaudioverse is definitely worth taking a look at if you develop in Python, because, you know, he's directly aiming it at it, I guess, sort of.
Yeah, because that's the language he uses.
Like, it
the most.
Comes with really nice, easy, and simple to use Python bytes. I should be less lazy and look at Python, because, you know, it might be beneficial, but I'm scared of it.
I just don't like how big and slow Python is. Like, it leaves things, you know, everywhere. I guess most languages are bloated now, but Python especially, oh my god. Yeah. Like,
I don't like, you know, what scares me is I went through, like, this just happened today, I went through the NVDA remote source, literally 200 lines of import statements. That just, like, how do you do that? I might be exaggerating it a little bit, but, you know, you get what I mean. And I guess you have the same issue in Java or in C#, but, you know, you can at least have the IDE do that for you. What Python IDE do people use?
Blind people? Notepad++.
Yeah.
And an open command prompt.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. And I'm growing up in a, you know, in a world where this will probably not happen, and I will probably have some software. Wait, what?
Dave says I'm gonna code all my games in Java just to...
Well, not if it works. Blackspace was coded in Java, and it ran fine on all of my systems without any issues. And
see the archive for that.
I learned and worked with Java for work, so, you know, I kinda...
You know how it works.
It force burned itself into my heart.
Yeah.
Which is kind of bad. But Java is a good thing to know nowadays if you want to get into, like, big companies or, like, companies in general. It's a very asked thing, at least around here.
I think it's slowly going to
and
start
to know,
be...
there is a lot of stuff.
I think slowly is going to... No, I interrupted you. Sorry about that. I think Java will slowly start to lose its importance. Because Oracle as a company is really being stupid right now. With some of the decisions they're making. And I don't know what's going to be the next big thing. It might be Swift. Some people are betting on that. Apparently Google wants to make it the second language for Android, which hasn't happened yet, and right now
which
it's only...
wouldn't be bad.
No, because it's a good language, but right
Swift
now...
has some things, like Swift is...
It's interesting.
Swift has some unconventional things.
Yep, and it's for now, it's only really viable for Apple platforms. There is a Linux compiler for Swift, but it only includes the basic language stuff, so like strings and all that other stuff, printing to the console and things, but any system specific libraries don't exist. Well, they do on the Mac and iPhone, but that's pretty much it. So
but this thing has developed into like the whole most geeky.
It's
just rambling on for hours.
It's a Q&A 2.0, but hey, I don't. Sometimes you need streams like that. The Apple Tim Cook is one of those people that just has. Do you guys want to see a PG-13 stream in which I try this Swift Playgrounds thing with like the stupid thing that you need to move around? Okay, I can set that up. I have an iPod and have
a Bluetooth keyboard. You have a thing so you can set it.
I don't think I want to do it now because it's kind of late and I probably don't have a very clear mind. But like, maybe this week, tomorrow or in 2 days. I mean, I'm here. If you guys want to hear that, at least for like an hour. Yeah, it might be
That can't be an official PG-13 stream. Otherwise.
Well, it is technically. No. You're right.
I'm gonna have to wait.
It's not interesting enough for that.
We can wait until after New Year's stream to do that.
Okay, but that's actually just randomly came up with that, but yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Because this has to be the last stream before then, otherwise.
Yep. I've been meaning to try Swift Playgrounds anyways, like see what kind of how it works. So that kind of works. Haven't gotten around to it. This will motivate me to do it. Hopefully not embarrass myself in front of people while trying to code.
You know what sucks? There's an app that's like kind of popular on Android right now, which uses like the Scratch interface, which is like something apparently developed by the MIT.
It's like block-based, right? It's very visual.
Yeah. And this guy made an app and almost made it accessible.
Almost.
But yeah, it's kind of crap. You know, the things you can make in it are accessible. Some of the stuff in the thing is accessible, but yeah, obviously, you know.
Well, apparently the Scratch environment on desktops isn't, so.
New notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Connor says, remind me of ST2. That still pisses me off if it's not the Miranda NG window.
ST2?
You know what else we wanted to do and we haven't done? Speaking of blocks and things, you know what I'm going with this? It's also game development related.
Related?
Audio Game Maker. Yeah, and Star Traders too.
Oh yeah.
See, that's another stream
we still need to do that as well.
There's another stream we meant to do, and we might do at some point.
Oh yeah.
Guys, we got a roadmap.
We should.
Maybe we should start doing a schedule. Yeah. Like try to plan.
You know what we should do? We shouldn't do suggest future stream because that is not working really out. But we can put down like a roadmap or to-do list for the next couple of things.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, because the suggestions thing are cool.
Because, you know, sometimes it happens that
suggestions work.
We never really write this down. Yeah.
Suggestions.
So it happens sometimes that we had no idea.
We can probably have a shared Google tasks thing or like a to-do thing or something. We'll figure something out. That's a thing for us to do.
Definitely.
Just a Google Doc. Well, that's not something you'll have to worry yourself with. Yeah, the suggestions thing. The suggestions thing worked for a bit, but like for the first two streams, but then we realized that since we're motivated to do some other stuff, we wanted to do things that we just like, this is how this stuff works, you know, we've mentioned this multiple times, it's spontaneous, but it's like, oh yeah, let's do it, we go on there, and it usually works. As if we were forced to do something, it might not work as well.
I think this came up in the first Q&A stream, where it's just like, you know.
Actually, it was the second Q&A stream.
What I think makes PG-13 into PG-13 is that, you know, we have this sort of like attitude, we have this sort of like, you know, feeling, you know, that sort of mentality, that like, you know, emotional, and like we're really like, you know, we really want to do this, and like we try to put
effort
in. Ourselves totally like into the whole situation.
Yeah.
And yeah, that doesn't always work with every game.
Some games just kind of have the making... right. You gotta have the right mindset for some of them.
Yeah, like I'll just close it off by saying it's hard trying to act excited over something that you're not excited about.
And even if it might not have sound like we're excited for Tube Sim, because this stream was very relaxed. I had fun. Notification from Miranda NGP 13, number PG 13. Connor says, looking straight at the Miranda NG window. We might revisit AAC, like, properly. There are some
games that...
That
was horrible. I'm so sorry, guys.
There are some games that we kind of didn't do enough justice, I think. For example, a couple streams back, you know, Shades of Doom and Tank Commander. Those definitely need revisiting properly. AAC definitely needs revisiting. The BK...
What I think...
All the massive Japanese stuff. Holy shit. I don't know...
We still need to do that.
I still might want to...
I think...
If we can get Yukio on a stream, that would be amazing. Even for like the 2 hours.
You know, we should probably try to like...
Yeah, more developers.
Get together again. Maybe for a longer time.
Okay.
So like, maybe if I can do it my entire 3 weeks.
That would be interesting.
Of my summer or whatever. And we could, like, you know, we could try to be like, okay, so this week...
I just realized that might be...
Every time at, like, 8 p.m. or something, we start streaming and playing until we don't feel like it.
Then
try to see how it...
Go on.
You know, works with on a schedule.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting you all the time.
We keep doing that to each other. I think that's just... a fact of life, especially if we're going over...
It's just,
over an internet connection.
I tried to estimate by, like, you know, I hear myself.
Oh, yeah.
And I hear, like, the delay, and I always try to be like, okay, so, like, this is... There's gonna be a pause where I can say something.
Have the time. It works.
To make it seem as, like, seamless.
Like now.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Shit. Yeah, more developer streams. There is, like, I know that Carlos wants to be featured at some point, and that is definitely on the list. When? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I want to feature Liam. I want
to
feature...
Carlos, are you off for Christmas, like, in January? Or do you have to go back on the 2nd, like all the other people do? Because if you're not...
I definitely want to get Liam on. I don't know... I don't think he listens to us, but he knows we exist. Maybe around the time of SE's release. Maybe. That would be kind of cool.
ST's?
SEH. Yeah, Super Icon Plus. This new version. Someone asked about the...
Great!
Someone was asking about the Laugh Track Super Icon recording. That's not actually complete. I might need to go back and actually finish it, and then we might upload it. There is that's definitely not our.
Did we say anything bad about Elworks games yet?
No. I don't think we ever had the chance to. Did we even? Yeah, we did Super Liam. I don't remember what we talked about that.
Well, Egg Hunt. I think Elworks games are pretty good, so I don't think I said anything bad about it.
Well, sound quality and things is pretty good. They're polished. They're very polished.
Even
games.
Back from like, when was like Super Liam released? 2004?
Oh, yeah.
That is great sound for back then, dude. What?
Connor is asking about the first Crazy Party stream. With the multiplayer games. Do you not have the archive?
Was that?
Someone was gonna send it to you, right? Because you actually
You have.
It. I don't.
I didn't lose it. I just moved it onto your hard drive accidentally and forgot to copy it back.
The first one with the multiplayer games?
I think that happened before then, right? Because we played Crazy Party when you were here and the multi games.
Yeah, we did one a while ago. We might need to do another one. There is
we can do another.
There's
more stuff in.
Yeah. We might need to revisit it. That we could show if we get together at some point, that might also be good for local stream. Because it might be kind of fun to just do a mini game between the two of us. And, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely something to do. So we have ideas. When we're done with the stream, we're gonna write some of these down. So the Swift Playgrounds thing, we're gonna do Audio Game Maker. We talked about that. More developer streams.
Yep. But don't expect dates, guys. Sorry. But don't expect- life is too unorganized right now to really say no. Dates.
No. Because half the time it works like this. Oh yeah, let's stream. Oh crap, my mixer just broke. Or, you know, it's like, let's stream. Oh, dude.
It actually, you know what happened though? I got the mixer back and I was hesitant of plugging it in because, you know, they just sent it back without actually doing anything. So I was like, yeah, it's probably broken again. And then Peter was like, let's stream later. And then I was, you should get the mixer ready. So I did, and I joined TT, and I was all like, it works, and then like 2 hours before we were to start the stream, it started breaking again, and I was like, fuck, and you know, that ruined the day.
It's probably good that I, that too, people are in this community.
Oh yeah, or that.
So, which is not gonna bother, and you know, let shit sort itself out, basically.
Although, I do admit, we have been kind of spotty lately with our content.
Yeah.
And we keep saying that we're gonna do more.
Although it is kind of getting better. I think we should stop saying we're gonna be doing more, because...
Oh yeah, there were... You can see on the website, since Peter bothered to put the dates actually right,
yeah, that I don't know why.
There are gaps.
You know how fun that was to put the dates back? Some of it was pretty spotty. I think there was one or two that I couldn't get very well. Some of it, the files I put on the server have dates. I named the files on the dates. So if this ever happens again, I can just recover them very easily. A lot of it I had to figure out from tweets.
Aria, Merry Christmas.
I had to figure some of it out from tweets. But... you can actually, the website, even though it's been running for only half a year, goes back to 2013. So that's kind of awesome.
But I love the new website. Like, back when we had the old WordPress, it felt really...
weird. Not quite polished.
It felt really weird and slow and unstable. And
yeah, new server.
I like the new one.
Backups. We're getting backups. We have local copies of archives, which we did before. So, you know.
But well, we always had copies of archives, but...
and you know what else we're doing? Updates. We're doing WordPress updates now.
Because... oh, yeah. So we probably won't get hacked. Unless, obviously, you know, I still need help with these Russian IP addresses.
I was playing, and I'm not actually playing now. I don't know if we'll do anything else today or not. Someone said I should try Dreaming Train. I would need to download it. And stuff.
Aryan was the first one to actually ask about the stereo field. No one noticed. Or no one complained.
Well, Connor says I was playing, so that's how he figured it out.
Well, yeah, but I did say that earlier.
Yeah, so, well, you know.
So yeah.
Are we gonna start a stereo?
I like it. Like, the person who's playing should be left. I like the idea.
Yeah, PD13 go through it too. Yeah, pretty simple.
Yep, go through the two.
It is surprising.
Or PG-13 tubes.
PG-13 tubes. Yeah, I also want to do more of the YouTube channel. Oh my god. Oh yeah, guys. I don't know how who of you is following news, but Facebook is introducing slowly live audio feature. Which is gonna be cool. Right now it's in limited testing on iOS and Android, but there's going to be an API for it. So the problem getting Philip Benefall on
yeah, we could probably
is that sooner or later it would come to Q9.
I would like to have Philip on here, though.
It would be cool, but I don't know how we would do the when it comes to Q9. Because even if we don't bring it up, there might be a flame war or something on the chat. Like, people might start getting angry. Although, I think he had enough of that in the forum already. Like, people made it pretty clear that he made a
stupid decision. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do anything, honestly.
By the way, guys, did you know I was blocked by Lulu Hartgen on Twitter? I'm not even sure why.
By what?
By Lulu Hartgen. I don't know why. Random fact. She blocked me.
Wow.
You know how many nights I lost? How many sleeps I lost? Zero.
No.
But yeah, that is a thing.
I never got blocked on Twitter.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13, Argent says, sleeps, Miranda NG window.
Yeah, it's funny, like, every time I get blocked, I don't realize it until I try to follow someone.
Argent says, hours of sleep, Miranda NG window.
Yeah, how many sleeps? I'm being weird.
Maybe yeah, how many sleeps? One sleep, two sleep,
So yeah, the Facebook Live audio thing, it, whenever that comes to, like, desktop, it's very likely that our streams will be simulcasted to Facebook.
Yay.
So, hey, get more sad people on there because I can't think of too many blind people that would prefer to listen to
it. I wonder if there are any sighted people listening to this.
That'd be
funny. Because I do know sighted people who listen to podcasts, but...
Well, yeah, I do too, but... Then of course they have video.
But it might be a nice way to introduce them, because, you know...
Yep.
Like, to audio games and stuff, because, you know, like, this is something that you can relate to, because we're people. And, like, you know, this is our only way to really play shit.
Yep.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Connor says, considering how many listeners we get, sometimes I don't really doubt all that much. Dot dot Miranda NG window.
Sometimes we get ridiculous listeners. I have no idea where they all come from.
It would
be fun to parse some of those stats, actually. Like, see...
Today's peak is probably hard to figure out.
Yeah.
Because you only see the total
peak. Especially because we're unwinding now. Like, it's not actually... like, I can imagine why some people might leave now, because...
Oh yeah, this isn't as interesting. Not many people care about us as much.
Oh, that's a shame.
Or maybe some people already fell asleep.
Connor says, but I think a lot of us are Twitter bots. Sorry to rain on your parade, but I know this from streaming myself. Dot dot Miranda NG window.
No, I think you're right.
Oh, yeah.
And actually,
no,
I'm
we do take
sure.
that.
I'm pretty sure Gorf has.
We do take that into consideration. What happens is if you have Twitter bots, the first time you post on Twitter, your peak goes up. So that's why you never really look at your peak. But you still have listening history, and you can see an average amount of people in the admin panel. Like how many people have listened to this thing on average, like how many average listeners this thing has.
Yeah.
And we had like 3 average listeners at all times ever since the stream has been up, which is like August this year.
Which is pretty
impressive.
So
over all this time, we've had 3 average listeners going all the time, which is awesome. But yeah, I also got contacted by a few people who I never imagined would listen to.
Does free listeners
unfortunately.
Include? Yeah. That is true.
Huh?
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Connor says, oh, that's new, your old cast is in there, haven't seen it, where those of us have told me, or it just doesn't happen. Dot dot Miranda NG window.
What do you mean?
The face of Foam logged onto the server, the face of Foam joined channel.
You know, that does include Liquid Soap. One of them is Liquid Soap.
No, it does not.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. PG has joined, Miranda NG window.
Oh, hello,
Tim. If you look at the PG-13 live mount point, then yes, that's the only one that Liquid Soap listens to. The other ones, the AAC, the AUG, and the low quality AUG, are all user listeners. That Liquid Soap has no say in that.
And no, that's not AltaCast features.
Taking PG-13 live and
these are IceCast features, not AltaCast features.
Yes, these are IceCast features. So yeah, how does this mic sound, guys? Give me one adjective for how this mic sounds, and let's see if you say what everyone else so far has said. Including me, when I heard it for the first time.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Connor says, wait, where? I never saw this on IceCast. Dot dot Miranda NG window.
never saw this. You need to log into the admin panel. So it's like colon 8000/admin.
Yes!
Oh! Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Arjun says it sounds better than last screen.
You're awesome! So is it time to turn all that shit off and show how it actually sounds like with no...
Yes, let's show how this mic normally sounds.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13.
The cool get ready, it's gonna be jarring.
Hold on.
This is gonna be jarring, guys.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Arjun says, whoa, Miranda NG window.
Let me just switch it in TT.
Okay.
I might need to turn up the volume. Hello. Yep. This is how this mic sounds, without any processing. Isn't this awesome?
Nope. Yep.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Connor says, always a good old person on improvised equipment. Miranda NG window.
Yeah, we had so many what? Microphones over the years and so many setups, holy crap.
I think you've been pretty consistent.
I tried to be. I guess I am more consistent than you are, although I still had my fair share of random setups. MacBook mic a couple of times with and without processing. Now it's broken. It just died on its own. And
oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so both died now?
No, the one of them still works. But.
Okay.
This is gonna get people asking questions, I bet. Then of course there's H1, which I've used a couple times in both mono, stereo, processed and unprocessed. Processed actually sounds pretty good. It's a pretty good replacement if I'm out.
You should probably use the H1 more.
Which I do when I'm not in front of this setup, which I use the most, and I think it sounds better than the H1. I guess.
Yeah. But you deserve, I think you should spend some money on some equipment.
Yeah.
I have some stuff that I think you might benefit from.
Mic upgrades and stuff, yeah. I definitely want to get one 6 and 25, 2625 to 355 cable so that I can hook up another source to the mixer, like my phone, for example, and like another computer.
And something that I think you could really use, like, you don't need to get as big of a mixer,
like
as I did.
Slightly upgraded one, but yeah.
You could definitely make use of multiple groups, so you can listen to some stuff and only send others through and stuff.
Definitely.
Really useful.
Definitely.
For streaming, especially. A lot of people who actually stream, who I've seen and talked to on Twitch, actually, coaxed me into buying the setup that I did.
Oh, wow, really?
So, you know, I was talking to people that streamed about a streaming setup. So I guess, like, you know, one of the primary reasons I got all of this shit is PG-13, so.
And look what it's rigged now. Nothing! It's broken!
I could probably use it for the last 10 minutes, but
well,
not worth it.
It's not plugged in now, and I think you sent it off anyway. Did you?
Well, I have the mic. Oh, crap. Yeah, I did send the mixer. Well, I have the podcasting one, the one that you still have, but the mic probably sounds horrible through it.
Yeah, well, you can always try to fix it in software.
Hold on, give me just a second.
So yeah, one of the reasons I got this mixer, it wasn't actually PG-13, although it is coming super useful for that. It was actually doing Applebee's podcast, which is funny. I got it for that. Couldn't get it to work right because I had a crappy computer back then.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Arjun says, oh yeah, we have this crap last stream too. Miranda NG window.
Left it, then I put it in a thingy, closed door. For a year. No, even like 2 years. And then 2 years later, I randomly decided that I needed to get it set up. Why? There was a reason why I wanted to set it up. I forgot what it is now. Might have been people convincing me to, including Gorf. And so I did. And one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Enough said.
I just scared the living fuck out of my cat, I think.
Oh no, that's not good. Why? Don't scare your cat. Kitty
I just cat. Walked into the hallway and he suddenly jumps up and runs away and meows.
Yay. Well, a lot of cats have been meowing too, because they wanted fish, which they weren't getting because they weren't unfrozen completely yet and things. But that was in the morning. I was just talking about how I got the mixer, this mixer, and then it was spent like 2 years in a drawer, and then I finally got it set up. That was fun.
That did happen.
Yeah, but now it actually works. So, yay. Yeah. Yep. I want to get Yuki on here. I know he listens occasionally. Like when I know I mentioned the Marina Break stream to him on Skype, and he was like, "Oh, like, yeah." Grand NG, PG13, number PG13. That was cool. Never heard meowing cats on this stream actually. Oh, plenty of dog parts to make up for. Dot dot Grand NG window. Oh yeah, I don't think.
Oh yeah.
My cats are. Notification from Grand NG, PG13, number PG13. Conversation you did in top 5. Dot dot Grand NG window.
Oh yeah.
No, what's your
name? Oh.
How do you remember so clearly?
Some people just do.
But there's something on YouTube.
Huh?
I think which is called like PG-13.
Oh yeah, the massive.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see if I can.
Like the big ass multi-part GTA thing. Oh yeah. That is
true.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That also means we've been going for 3 hours.
Europeanly dominated stream.
We've been going for 3 hours, by the way. So, yay.
Oh, that's cool.
Notification from Grand NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Contest because I heard your stream popping up in the radio and things, and you shouted like 3 times
to
me to diss a cat.
Grand NG, was called.
There was pretty good moments in that stream, too.
The face of the left channel, the corner, the face of the log of the server.
It's called, PG-13 plays GTA 5 blind literally.
Isn't that totally?
You can probably find it. It has 5 views for some reason. The uploader name, because I had it synced to my Twitch and I couldn't change it.
The
uploader name is KVYC.
Notification from Grand PG-13 number PG-13. Argent is connected.
Which is my really old YouTube.
I want to do more streaming and things, but my internet connection doesn't allow for it, like for video. It only goes up to 1 megabit up, which is really, really bad, and it's not enough for decent video.
Same here,
maybe
at least my parents.
Getting something better in a couple of months, but like that's going to be very far away, and I don't know how long exactly.
Vocaloid!
Oh yeah, so it is.
Sorry.
No, it's alright.
Yeah. So PG-13 plays GTA V or GTA 5 blind literally. I think we also streamed that.
We did. If we can get all the parts
on PG-13.
If we can get all
the
parts.
That was the Abandonware stream.
If we can get all the parts together, no, I think that was a separate.
We have all of the parts on.
Yeah.
I think you have that stream.
I might. I can look for
it. As a lossless recording.
True. Because people, you've been asking us to have a secondary. People were asking us for like a secondary page for this kind of thing. So that might be the next side, not streaming related project. See, that's also the thing. You know, we haven't been streaming.
We have
much.
A subdomain like randomcrap.pg13lp.com.
See, we haven't been doing streaming, but we have been working
set
on the page.
Podcast there too.
The highlights thing has been in the works for a couple of weeks. Getting the highlights together, most of them didn't even come from us actually. The only one that did was the first experimental thing. Most of the highlights came from Aryan, who cut them together a while ago, and we were supposed to just upload as like a big epic highlight reel as an anniversary, but then we're like, hey, let's just do it this way because it will be easier to maintain. So he actually already cut them up. So we just asked him to send them to us. That took a couple of weeks because he was busy. But once he did, it was pretty easy. We just took a couple more that we made ourselves. We'll now try to add more highlights. If you guys think something should be there,
God,
no one's gonna remember that.
Nope. PG13LP.com. yeah. If you have any highlights that you would like to submit,
or if you, even if you don't,
you can
know,
do it whatever way you feel.
Yeah. Even if you don't know exactly how to edit audio, just tell us. Like, I don't know. Look at the time lapse in your player and be like, yeah, in this stream, I don't know, at 57 minutes in, this happened, and I think it should be a highlight.
Yeah. Just saying when it happens, as in, like, you know, when you were playing this and that happened,
yeah,
we don't
even
really
that,
have...
Well, that would take a while to find,
the
but...
capacity to remember 49 yeah. streams. Oh, hey, look what I did there.
Oh, yeah. So you did.
Yeah. So yeah, also,
I just realized
something I added to the PG-13 website, which I don't know if it's accessible, but as long as you play the episodes in the media treasury on the media player in WordPress,
trying to figure it out.
It did take way too long. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, it's like one of the most loyal listeners, dude.
Yeah, since when have you been here, dude? You've
pretty
always
much since
been
the beginning,
here.
Almost, if not the beginning. I don't. Yeah.
I think you've always been here.
Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Conversation, Lexi, Miranda NG window.
Oh, so not that. Oh wow, I thought you were here longer, but Legacy was pretty much almost at the beginning, right? That was like the sixth stream.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that we did live. It was fun.
But Connor, if you were there, why didn't you tell me that our audio was so shit? No one did, we had terrible volume configuration throughout the entire stream, and no one said anything.
So yeah, what about the media treasury, media player, whatever?
Oh yeah, if you play podcasts through the media treasury, there should be a button that should let you share whatever you're listening to with a time code, so you can jump directly to it. So maybe that would also be a way to send highlights, but I'm not sure how well that works.
You know, we all learn.
But not paying attention to if you can hear us or not?
Well, trivial things like volume levels, I think, is what he's referring to. And I guess it's something you kind of learn to figure out over time.
Oh, yeah. I really hope I'll have a better mic by New Year's.
Well.
I should... Oh, yeah, the tablet thing.
We shall see. Anyway. Do we call this one a wrap?
Or do
we keep going?
Oh fuck, I just did. Notification from Miranda NG, PG-13, number PG-13. Conversation, I keep hiding crap.
Well, that's fine. Over time.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess we might go off and actually start talking about stuff because we have a couple of things to talk about, I think. That might be kind of important.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the server. I'm on the channel.
And... Archive, you can expect an archive
soon.
I don't know if it's going to be one or two archives, it might very well be two archives again, because,
again,
yeah.
Yo, Tyson, you're in late, man.
Yeah, just a bit.
You can enjoy some archives.
Anyway.
What is coming up, actually? So someone listening and knows what was going on?
Because
he
broke
the metadata.
Oh shit.
Oh,
what's up?
Not my room.
Alright.
Very professional.
As usual. This is why I need like a better setup so I don't have to go with my speech. That right there sums it up perfectly.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay, dude. Or dudes. And dudettes.
I think I know how we're gonna end this one.
Context management.
Okay.
Speech mobile.
So basically.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, music by NCS. Hadn't noticed, we kind of tried to mention this because they kind of point you to. No copyright sounds.
Yeah.
youtube.com/no copyright sounds or SoundCloud or Spotify or God knows what else. It's good. Very good for you.
Good for the soul.
Yep. So. Do you want to add anything?
You should be here when we stream next. That's all I have to say.
Definitely. You should be. It's gonna be fun. So guys,
indeed.
This has been PG-13 Christmas Eve edition. PG-13 going through the tube on Christmas. Trying to deliver gifts on time. Because you know Santa is now economic crisis, he has to use public transport. And and yeah, thank you guys for listening. Look out there!